Jeff was on this show. I'm Stuart McLean, and today on the show, we're talking about things lost and found. We're going to begin with a story from Ottawa, Ontario, about a diamond engagement ring. Mary McDowell of Ottawa wore the ring for 43 years. Mary's the president and co-founder of a charity called Stride Assistance for the Disabled. Stride collects used medical equipment, they refurbish it, and sell it to people who can't afford new stuff. Mary, like everyone who works at Stride, is a volunteer. She works in a 3,600-square-foot warehouse in the suburbs of Ottawa. They call it the Depot. The Depot is jammed full of medical equipment. There are wheelchairs, cushions for wheelchairs, scooters, walkers, hospital beds, and all the stuff you need to fix those things. Shelves of electronics, screws, plastic parts, and metal parts. "It's so packed," said Mary, "that there's barely enough room to walk." The day I want to tell you about was a difficult day for Mary. She headed into work feeling scattered and nervous. She was preoccupied by thoughts of her husband, who had just been diagnosed with cancer, and if that wasn't enough, she had a dentist appointment, and Mary hates going to the dentist. Nevertheless, she drove to the depot, got to work, and sometime after lunch, left to go to the dentist. When she got there, she parked her car, walked to the dentist's office, hung up her coat, chatted with the receptionist, and sat down to wait. "I guess I was nervous," she said, "because I began fiddling with my rings, the way one does without thinking. I do it dozens of times a day." Except this time, she thought to herself, something didn't feel right. She looked down, and she saw the diamond was missing out of her ring. "All I could see," she said, "were the four claws of the empty setting." Her heart stopped. She checked her pockets and found nothing. She checked her coat, nothing. She emptied her purse, nothing. When the dentist came into the reception to get her, she found Mary and the receptionist, Jackie, on their hands and knees, combing the floor. The dentist joined the search. By the time the three women finished searching the reception room, they were four. The dental assistant had joined them. And by the time the search moved into the hallway, they were five. A second dentist had heard what was going on, and she had come to help too. So five women crawled down the long carpeted hallway looking for Mary's diamond. "I don't know how big it is," said Mary, "but it's not exactly the Hope diamond. We had to look pretty carefully." They searched the hallway, the stairwell, the parking lot, and they searched Mary's car, and they found nothing. Mary was getting close to panic. She was worried about what she'd tell her husband, Rod. "I wasn't thinking about the money," she said. "I was thinking about what it meant to me." It was 5 o'clock by the time she got back to the depot. "The first place I checked," she said, "was the garbage." In fact, she went through 5 bags of garbage. She found old upholstery, old Kleenex, old coffee grounds, old orange peels, old saran wrap, rubber bands, bits of plastic, and soiled cloths. But she didn't find her diamond. Next, she started to methodically go through all the areas she'd been in that day. "You wouldn't believe how much dust there is until you start looking for something," she said. "Dust and bits of stones that come off people's shoes." Mary picked each little thing up, and each time she did, her heart sank a little when she saw that she was holding a bit of metal or a tiny screw. She was still there at 8 p.m. She had been searching for about 5 hours when her daughter arrived to help. They took a moment to talk about where she had and hadn't looked. There was only one place she hadn't checked. At the back of the depot, there's an overflow bay. To access the bay, you have to walk down a gravel path. But it was dark outside now, and armed as they were with only a small flashlight, success seemed unlikely. They decided to try anyway. The gravel path was about 30 feet long. The stones so loose that Mary figured even if the diamond was there, it would be long buried. "I had this sinking feeling inside me," said Mary. "It's like I had two people talking to me, like in the movies. One on one shoulder saying, 'Don't give up,' while the other one said, 'You'll never find it.'" Every time their flashlight hit a stone, it would sparkle. And every time a stone sparkled, Mary stopped and examined it. They started turning the stones over, literally not leaving a stone unturned. And then Mary pulled a rock aside, and the flashlight caught something that looked a bit different, something small and shiny. Tracy picked it up. She held it out. She looked at her mom and smiled. And then they hugged. And then they hugged again. And then they started to cry. They had, unbelievably, found it. "I had it in my hand," said Mary. "And Tracy said to me, 'Don't hug me so tight, you're going to drop it.'" Mary said that she's a stubborn person. "I don't like something to beat me," she said. "I don't like to quit anything until I've exhausted my options." She also said that she's an optimist. She likes to see the good in people and in situations, even when there doesn't appear to be any good to see. Mary told me that during her search, one of her friends told her she should pray to find the ring. "That just didn't seem right to me," said Mary. "As far as I can figure, God's got bigger things on his plate, things like people's lives to look after. This small thing was my responsibility. But I did decide I could pray for patience and to stay optimistic." I asked Mary if she had learned from her adventure, and she laughed. "I learned not to wear my ring to work," she said. And then she said, "And I guess I learned to appreciate everything in life. There's so many blessings that come each day. Sometimes they're small. You have to learn not only to see those blessings, but to accept them too." This is Colin Linden.
Sometimes you feel like he's not even there. When you get on your knees and pray, he might not answer right away. He will always remember your prayer. God will always remember your prayer. We all pray our deepest prayer when trouble comes. Longs to hear us pray his will be done. In this world, understand he might have a